Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the discussion of the din of Shinui Koina, where if it's not Veheshev Sagzela Asher Gozal, then there is no Chayvis Hashova. Kinyon Gzela make this Chayvis Hanigzal belong to the Gazlon, and he pays the dollar and cents value of Mishamun Kishas Hagzela. But obviously, what's called that it's not the same Chayvis anymore? So the Mishnah says that there's Mokum for disagreement. Gozal Behemav Yiskino. We mentioned that everything has wear and tear. We're talking over here where Gozal Behemav Yiskino in a significant way. Oyavodim Vihiskinu. It's 10 years later when the Bezdin caught up with him, when the long arm of justice caught up with him. But the behemoth is worth significantly less. It's a shvacher, an older behemoth. The Eved is shvach, is much older. So here we have a chumra on the gazlan. The first Mishnah Aleph sounds like, oh, he has a schus. He's koine, he doesn't have to give back the item. He took wood and he turned it into a chair. He doesn't have to give the chair to the owner because it was ready in Ishtana. And he owns the chair. Now he has to pay the down cents amount. Sounds like a kula. Of course, it's not based on a kula. It's based on the dynamics that we described in Mishnah Aleph. But over here we have, where the animal is significantly shvacher, we don't see it as the same animal. The Tanakama holds that Mishnah Kishas Akzela. He has to pay the higher amount. Not what's today, but what was 10 years ago. So the machlokes isn't on the etzem idea. A significant aging of the thing that was stolen would render kinyon exela. If it's not the heshes exela asher gozal, he can't return the thing that's very aged. He has to pay the dollar cents amount. The machlokes over here between Tanakama and Remeya is Tanakama holds that an eved is the same as a behemoth. Remeya is machalik between the two. The Gemara explains this is the famous shita of Reb Meir that holds that avodim hukshul karkois. And here's a word of introduction. Karkois, beloshna Gemara, karka in an exelis, which is a very simple concept, means Reuven could break into Shimon's barn, steal his cow, his tractor, his car, his wallet, etc., and remove it. The concepts that we explain in the Mishnah Aleph, where Gzela is Mechayev of Tashlumim, because the Gazlan really took it away. It's like he's a Mazik. He took it away, so he lost. The Nigzal lost the Chayfetz. That you can only say, Legabe a Chayfetz, Metaltlan. Karka, even if Reuven walks into Shimon's house, picks him up by the scruff of his neck, and throws him out the nearest window, bars the door, and then lives there for the next 10 years, he didn't steal the house from Shimon. In Halacha, we see that Karka ain't Nigzalus. The house is still right here. The house is still in the Rishus of the owner. He's preventing the owner from using his property. But you can't remove the house from the owner's Rishus. The house is still where it is. And there's a lot of different Halachas. When you learn Kiddushin, the Maisei Kinyonim of Metaltlin and Karka Choluk Be'etzem, the Halachas of Shoimrim and of Toin Venitin, where there's a Shvua, are completely different from Metaltlin and Karka. Halacha Savoino, other areas halacha, many areas halacha, Tolin, Karka, and Taltlin, most of them can be understood in light of this context. That Karka always is in the Rishus of the Bailam, whether the Bailam is holding on to it or not. Even if the Bailam is blocked from entering his property with an electrified barbed wire fence, the house is still there. So Mele Karka and Nigzelus, therefore it's not Shaykh, the whole concept of Kinyone Gzela, the house might be a different house, the field might be a different type of field, but it's still here. It was never stolen. So if it was never removed from the property, from the Rishus of the owners, then the Mele, there's no Kinyone Gzela. Now, by Karka, that's Poshut, everybody agrees. The Shaila is, what's by Avodim? Here we have a Machlokes Tanaim, and Eved on the one hand walks around, you could kidnap a 5-year-old Eved, and drag him off kicking and screaming, and you stole him. So maybe it's like a behemoth. On the other hand, a person is not held on to. So there gotta be many halachas, we don't see an eved as removed from the property of the owner. A person's not a metaltlin that you can move from place to place. So therefore, there's a machlokes tanaim whether avodim are hukshul karkois, or whether avodim are not hukshul karkois, is actually this din. In Rishonim and Shas, there are stiris had a pask in this din, and could very well be, it depends on maybe dinim deraisa, dinim derabonon, dinim that are totally in exes hakosuv, maybe according to some shems and ukiyos with the taisvis, maybe dinim that are exes hakosuv dik, we say evid hukish lakakois, but dinim that are totally in the physical metzias of removal from the rishus of the owner, like our din, on that we'll say that avodim are hukish lamatatlin. So there's raid about that. We'll give one pashta example. Would you say that if you're koine a piece of property, agav, the property, the karka, you could be koine an evid? There's a kinyan called agav, where you could be koine metaltlon, agav karka. Is an evid metaltlon or not? Totally in this discussion. So this is the machlokes tanoim over here. The Mishnah goes weiter. Gozal matbeh v'nistak. He stole a coin, and the coin cracked. Peris v'hikivu, fruit that were rotted. Yayin v'hichmitz, wine that was spoiled. Mishalm kishas agdela. Why all these things are shinuyim, that even though physically they look the same, you can't look at the wine, but if you taste it, it's completely different. Now the loshen over here, let's go back to the loshen. Ba'avodim oyim aloi hareishol cholof anecha, and let's be madgish. Hareishol cholof anecha is a formula Chazal use whenever we say that the chefetz is the same chefetz. So by karka, you can say hareishol cholof anecha means say the gazlan tells the nigzal, the field might have gotten scorched, ruined over the last 10 years, but go take it, I didn't steal your field. That means the nigzal might have a claim b'dinei shemayim on the gazlan for having barred him from his house, or if he ate the peiros of the house, or if he rented out the house, there might be claims. But as far as the house is concerned, the house never left the rishus of the owner. So the nigzal tells the gazlan, "Harei shechol v'necha, take it. Take it, it's right here." The same thing, the same loshen is used on a chefetz which was not nishtana. The gazlan tells the nigzal if the chefetz is still here, "Harei shechol v'necha." On these things, even though it looks like they're the same, yayin and shehichmitz, etc., but they're really not the same. There's a qualitative difference between wine and chaymitz. Therefore, there is no harei shechol v'necha, shinui koina, and he can't give it back. He can't be yaitzev heishev sakzela. However, that's only when there's a physical difference in all the above-mentioned cases. What about matbeah v'nifsal? He stole a valuable coin, a nice sum of money, but that coin, the medina was toppled. Communists took over, and the czarist rubles, he had a million ruble bill, and it was rendered null and void by communism. Physically, it's the same coin. So the coin is here. Giving it back would be the Heshev Sagzela Asher Gozal. The fact that it's not worth anything, that could be. But by giving back that chefetz, he becomes potter from the dollar and cents amount, because that's the din v'heishev gzeila shegozal. That fixes up the gzeila. It's ois gzeila. So the one who has the bad luck over here is the nigzal. There's nothing you can do about it. Another case of the same idea would be truma v'nitmes. Truma, if it's tameh, physically it's the same thing. So even though it's worthless because one can't eat truma tameya, but it's the same thing. Chometz v'avalav ha-pesach. The ganev, the gazlan, stole chometz. Pesach passed. It becomes chometz shavalav es ha-pesach. It becomes also bahano. But lamaisa, it's the same piece of bread. Behema v'nevda bo avera. This means that a person, Rachman Zon, was born the behema. The halacha is the behema becomes also bano, it's chayv skila. Still physically, it's still the same behema. Or it was used, it was gedint for avay dezara. So it becomes posel the carbon, its value goes down, but it's still the same thing. Oy shenifsalo mi'al gabi ha-mizbeach, which means that it got a mum. Now, this is a little bit problematic because the mum l'chor is physical. So you have to say over here, the Rav brings down what comes from Rashi. We're talking about a mum that's ein niker, what's called b'loshon Chazal doikin sheba'ayin. So mele physically bets him the animal is the same animal. So the nigzal gatzer eshul chalafon echo. Oy shehoisi yoitzis lisokil, or the behema was a shor that was a retzeach, or it was nirval yidei odom. And then the shor is chayv misa, kibavur misach ha-sanhedrin. Oymala ha-reishah chol ha-fonecha. Ha-reishah chol ha-fonecha is the opposite of saying kol ha-gazlonim. Misham k'shasak zel. Over here, you can just give back the chayvitz, he's yoytza ha-shov with it. Mishneh gimel nosan le'umonin le'takin ve'kilkalu. Let's explain. Somebody took a suit and he brought it into a tailor. Do the sleeves, hem it up. Let out the shoulders, etc., the waist, or whatever tikkunim have to be made to a suit. He gave it to the uman letaken to fix up whatever needed fixing. V'kilkalu, the uman was careless and he ruined it. Or even if he wasn't careless, he slipped. The scissors slipped. He tripped, and it's ruined. So there's really two parts of the din of a uman. An uman, anything that goes into a store, silver that goes to a silversmith to fix up a suit, like we said, that goes to a tailor, or a car that goes to a garage, the din is that the one who he gave it to is responsible to watch it. If he's being paid, he's a shem esochar. We'll learn the halachas of that in the sixth bag of Bava Metzia. If he's not paid, he's doing a favor, so he's a shem echinam. That nekuda is not relevant to us, because over here, the chiyuv over here is not in hilchis shmira, but it's in hilchis yedirah ma'aseh mazeh. The uman that takes the scissors and cuts the suit, or that took a welding thing and destroyed the car, and so on, is a ma'aseh mazeh. So what's the halacha? How much is he chayv to pay? So the Gemara explains that what we're talking about over here is actually, he didn't give him a suit, like we just said. He gave him wool, raw material, boards, and he asked him to build, so a suit, build a bed, build a table, chairs, whatever it is. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether Uman koine b'shvach kli, which would mean that when the Uman creates a chair out of the wood, maybe we see the chair now as belonging to the Uman. Since he created it, so Mamela, it's a new creation, we see it as the Uman's. The Uman gets paid, it's so to speak, instead of being paid for services, since he created a chayfetz, what he's really doing is, he's sort of selling the chayfetz, the finished chairs, to the one who he got it from. Now he has to sell it to him because it was made from his raw material, so he's meshubit. But in a manner of speaking, it's a sale on an item that the owner of the boards didn't have. He had a piece of wood. He didn't have a table. Now it's a table. That's one way of understanding what happens when a worker who gets raw materials from the owner and gives it back. Is that like sort of a sale? Because really it's his. Uman kainu b'shvach kli. Or do we say ein uman kainu b'shvach kli? And we see it as, since it was formed out of the raw materials of the one who gave it to him, the client, so Mamela, the craftsman, the carpenter, or the tailor that made the suit or made the table, what he's doing is he's making a suit or making a table for the owner, it's owned by him. What's nafkamina? He's finished the work, and on the last stitching, he gets mad, he loses his temper, and he takes a hammer, and he gives the table a smash. He cuts a little bit something, one stitch, when he's finishing up the suit, and he takes the scissors and he slashes it across the beged. What did he do? Did he do a ma'ase mazik and ruin Yenner's suit, Yenner's table? Or he ruined his own and now he can't sell it back for its value? And maybe he even has to pay the owner for the boards, but he doesn't have to pay him for a table because it was never the owner's table. In a manner of speaking, it's a little bit similar to what we said in Mishnah Aleph, that there's a concept of a heshev zechzelu. Over there, there's wool that turned into a suit. We don't see the suit as the owner's. But the reason over there is because he stole the wool, so it was turned into a suit not in the rishus of the owner. And there's no asher gozal, so mamela, it's his suit, not the owner's. But over here, he made the suit for the owner. So we pask in the Gemara says that uman einoi koine b'shvach kli, the suit, the table, belonged to the owner of the raw material. And now, if he ruins it, like we say, he takes a hammer or a scissors to it, chayav l'shalom, the chayav to pay for the value. This is not a halacha in Hilchas Gneiv, it's a halacha in Hilchas Mazik, but it's put over here because it's in sharp contrast with the din of Shinui Koine. The Mishnah continues, Nosan L'chorosh, he gives to a carpenter, Shida Teva Migdal, different types of kalim, one's a chest, one's a closet, that type of thing. Different size, different shape. The Hilchas Mavur and the Rav, a Shida is a type of, like an agolo, that's made to carry a woman, it's like a carriage. A teva is a small chest, and a migdal is something that's used for things that are more valuable. They're all made out of wood. Vinishvi, we're talking over here about something that was given to a carpenter to fix. Letaken, not to build, but to fix. Vikilkul, and he messed up. Chayiv l'shalem. Why? Because over there is a dochadava pashut, that it belongs to the original owner. Here, it's not even that it belongs to the original owner as raw material. So this din L'chor is a davar pashut, but when we see the Mishnah over here in the Sefer telling us about he's taking the final product to fix, that means the Reish is talking about the raw material, and then we have that chiddush of Einu Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli. V'habanai, a builder, a contractor, Shekibul Alav Lister Sakoisel, he was mekabel took on himself a contract to demolish a certain wall. V'shiber Esu Avonim, Oishi Hizik, he tore down the wall, and instead of bringing it down as bricks that could then be transplanted and used someplace else the way they made up, he chops too hard, now the bricks fall apart. Or when he chops down the wall, he does it too forcefully and it damages somebody else. Chayv l'sham, chetzadav l'pashut. He didn't do kefi the specification of the job, and he's a mazik. Again, there's not halacha in Ganav and Gazlan, it's a mazik dika halacha. Hoyesoysim mitzad zeh v'nofel mitzad acher. Let's say he was knocking down the wall from one side, and then there's a wall that fell on him from the other side, which means that somebody else put up a wall against his wall, and as soon as he takes down what's his rightfully to take down, the other fellow lost the support system of his wall, and the other wall came in. So that's not his ma'aseh mazik. V'machmas hamaka chayiv. If it's a direct blow, he bangs on his wall, and the other guy's wall falls down. So that is a direct ma'aseh mazik, so be chayiv on that. And you have to say over here that he's not oinis because he knows about it, and he knows the other wall's going to fall down, and he should have been careful because the ma'aseh, even if Yenna built his wall on your back, you don't have a right to knock down his wall. You have to deal with it. So Memela, he's a pasher. He didn't mamish bang on the second side. He banged on his side, but the force goes direct. That's called a direct blow. That's called a ma'aseh mazik, and then he's chayiv.